AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Black Friday, and some shoppers we've been talking to have been shopping since yesterday. One woman we spoke with in Queens started at 11 last night and by early this morning had made it through five stores, including Toys R Us, Macy's, and Victoria's Secret. How are the sales? Well, we asked this woman in New York.
We had all the way from 30% off to buy one, get one 50% off, some even special items, all the way down to basically $2 price shirts and everything like that.
What's hot? Trend analysts say there's no one big must-have item this season, but electronics are always big. We found these people waiting in line at a Best Buy store.
The TV is like $280 off of the original price, so it's a good price.
My grandchildren live in Florida, so if I get the TV, I'll be taking it with me when I go for Christmas.
An ice storm may interfere with the festivities in Kansas and some surrounding states. Highway Patrol Lieutenant David Hundley is in Wichita.
We do have those instances where people drive too fast for the conditions and they lose traction, hydroplane, and we have a single vehicle. We call them slide-offs, things of that nature. At this point, that's what we're seeing.
He spoke with KAKE-TV. A man draped in an American flag climbed over the fence at the White House yesterday, but security got to him pretty quickly. Tourist Victoria Pena was there.
It was chaotic. Everyone around us was yelling and kids were crying. Like, it was pretty unexpected.
Still no word on why the man jumped the fence as the first family celebrated Thanksgiving inside the White House. France is honoring its dead today, 2 weeks to the day after suicide bombers and gunmen opened fire on several locations in Paris, killing 130 people and wounding many more. At a somber ceremony this morning, the French president promised the families of the victims that France will work to destroy the Islamic State group. This is AP Radio News. Federal officials say a company is recalling a vegetable mix believed to be the source of E. coli in Costco chicken salad that's been linked to an outbreak that has sickened 19 people in seven states. AP correspondent Tarek Hamada reports on this story.
A California farm is recalling a vegetable mix that's believed to be the source of E. coli in Costco chicken salad that was linked to an outbreak that has sickened 19 people. Costco used a mix of onion and celery from a company called Taylor Farms Pacific of Tracy, California.
Costco pulled the chicken salad off store shelves nationwide. In the New Orleans area, authorities say a man is facing charges this morning, accusing him of killing his father and stabbing his mother because they ordered fast food and didn't get any for him. 32-year-old Ronald Pritchett is from Purvis, Mississippi. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.